Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Ruth as we continue in our Through the Bible series, Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Ruth chapter 4, verse 14.
Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and may His name become famous in Israel."
The time of Judges was a very dark period of Israel's history. It was characterized by a lot of immoral acts and generally Israel's rebellion against God. The story recounted in the book of Ruth, which takes place during this time, is actually a glimmer of beauty and hope amidst the dark surrounding circumstances. Ruth has a tough life. She married into an Israelite family that immigrated to her land in a famine. But then her husband and father-in-law both die. It would have made sense for Ruth to go back to her old setup with her original family and people, but Ruth doesn't choose that path. Instead, she stays with her mother-in-law, Naomi, and goes back to Israel with her. This is a radical display of loyalty. It's a true act of love and sacrifice. You see, Naomi is a widow without a son, meaning in this society that she is extremely vulnerable. Most would consider her a liability and certainly not Ruth's door to a future of opportunity. Ruth herself is a poor widow in a very at-risk situation, but still she chooses to stick with Naomi. She leaves behind her family and her country and commits herself to taking care of her mother-in-law. To earn a living, Ruth goes to pick grain in the field of a family relative named Boaz, who is a wealthy leader in the Israelite community. In this time when women could not do much to provide for themselves, a male relative such as Boaz could take on the duty of what was called a redeemer. The redeemer would marry the widow and, in essence, be rescuing her out of her situation and keeping her in the family. Ruth decides to take a chance and do something really bold with Boaz. She approaches him and asks him to be her redeemer. Boaz is inspired by Ruth's loyalty and care for her mother-in-law, so he wants to become her redeemer, but he isn't first in the line of relatives. So Boaz approaches the man to whom the right must be offered first and asks if he will buy Ruth's land and take care of her. But this relative doesn't want to take on the liability. He says, "I cannot redeem it for myself because I would jeopardize my own inheritance." So this relative isn't willing to pay the price to redeem Ruth, but Boaz is. Boaz ends up assuming the role of redeemer and marries Ruth. The really beautiful, unexpected part of the story is that together, Ruth and Boaz have a son from whose lineage Jesus himself comes many years later. So why did God give us the book of Ruth? Well, through Ruth's story, we get a display of how God is at work even in brokenness and tragedy. God redeemed Ruth and Naomi. He took care of them and secured their future. But not only this, God wove their story into His grand plan of salvation for the whole world in a way Ruth could never have imagined. But is God working in our lives? Is He weaving our stories into His plan? We all have traces of brokenness and tragedy etched into our own stories, some of us more than others. I married into a family that has a really hard trial marking their family history. My husband's little sister was diagnosed with leukemia when she was 8 years old. My father-in-law documented the 2 years she went through treatment on a blog so that people could receive updates and be praying. I read through some of these old blog posts and I was just so overcome by the agonizing ups and downs their family had to face throughout the process. One day things would be looking good and the situation feeling hopeful, but the next something would go wrong and the doctors would be telling them the chances of recovery were slim. In situations that feel confusing and despairing, can we trust that God is redeeming the brokenness? Ruth's physical rescue led to the great spiritual rescue that came in Christ. When we were without hope, Jesus became our Redeemer. He made a much bigger sacrifice than Boaz, paying the price for our sin with his very life. Then, taking us into his family, Jesus gave us freedom and a new life in him. Because of Christ, we can trust that God is at work in perplexing situations, redeeming the bad and securing a beautiful, eternal future for us. My husband's little sister ended up passing away after a 2-year-long battle with cancer. So was God working in her story? In a post my father-in-law wrote right after the death of his daughter, he traced the themes of redemption and hope shining through the horrific experience. These are his words. Through our daughter, Christ taught us about living courageously, boldly, and without fear. He taught us about perseverance, faith, love, and true hope. We learned to focus on who God is and his word that was written on our hearts instead of what he is doing. And we have been forever transformed. This world, this life is not our home. We are far away from our true home. We are journeying towards it, and nothing in this life can compare to what God has in store for those who love him and who come home to dwell with him. God used this little girl's horrible suffering to strengthen the faith of her family, and I was told caused so many people to put their faith in Jesus because of her testimony. And I know we only see a shadow of God's redemption in this situation. One day it will be clear how God used the amazing faith and perseverance of this little girl and her family in his plan. Listen to what Pastor John Piper says about God's redeeming power. He says, "Everything we do in obedience to God, no matter how small, is significant. It is part of a cosmic mosaic which God is painting to display the greatness of his power and wisdom." It's true, the twists and turns of life can make for a very confusing journey. It can be easy to doubt God's goodness or control and to lose hope. I bet Ruth most likely struggled with these very feelings when she lost her husband or while she struggled in poverty to make ends meet. But God redeemed Ruth's situation. Her experiences of tragedy ultimately led to the fulfillment of God's plan of redemption for the world in Jesus. In the same way, your suffering is not a dead-end street. Christ has for you a beautiful, eternal future where one day all will be made right and all your experiences will be displayed in a cosmic mosaic displaying the glory of God. Now, sometimes along the way, God gives us glimpses of how he is redeeming something bad for good, but oftentimes we are left in the trenches. Sometimes even for a lifetime. It is in times like these that we can be reminded by the message of Ruth to wait and keep trusting God. So now take a moment to bring to God any hard or confusing circumstances in your life and ask him to help you trust him. Encouragement in this truth. God is at work, redeeming the brokenness in your life. and using it for something so much bigger than you can imagine. As you listen to the worship song coming up, praise God for rescuing you into his family and giving you hope for a future in him.
I am hurting. Why is this happening to me? I am hurting. Can you hear me? Will you hide yourself from me? I am hurting. Help me to